我们来读三处的圣经。
Let's read three scriptures.
第一处是在哥罗西书四章的七到十八节。
First of all, the book of Colossians, chapter four, verse 7 to 18.
有我亲爱的弟兄推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们。他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。我特地打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。尤树又称为尤士都也问你们安。奉割礼的人中，只有这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰的。由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。请问老底家的弟兄和宁法并他家里的教会安。你们念了这书信，便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念，你们也要念从老底家来的书信，要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。我保罗亲笔问你们安，你们要纪念我的捆锁，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts. And Onesimus, a faithful and a beloved brother who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. And Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you receive instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is also called Justice, they are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you.Always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all that will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you, and those who you are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea andin Laodicean and Lymphas, and the church that is in his house. Now when the epistles is read among you, see that is read among also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistles from Laodicea. And then say to Archippus, take heed to the minister which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it.The salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen.
我们再念以弗所书的五章二十五节，我们念后面一段，后面一句，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, the second half. Okay. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
我们许多的时候，我们常常把这句话说成了基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
Many times we change this verse like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
当然这样说，在真理上也不是有什么错。
This is not wrong to say so.
但是保罗他说基督的爱他是进到了更深的那个生命里边说的。
But the love that Paul here talking about is the deeper in the life.
因为我们稍有一点的经历在生命里边有一点的经历我们都知道相对于舍命来说舍己是更难的。
If we have some experiences about life, we know it is easier to give life than to deny ourselves.
所以我们说保罗是真正认识主爱的人。
So we know that Paul is the one who truly understands the love of the Lord.
我们再一处是在约翰一书的三章十六节。
Then the next one is 1 John. Chapter 3, verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
新约书信它在原文的里边讲到爱的话，它是用了两个不同的字眼。
In New Testament, when they're talking about love, it used two words.
那么一个字呢，叫做 phileo。
One is phileo.
那是在人的友谊的里边，或者说是在人际的关系的里边的那种的爱。
It is the love in friendship or in person-in-person relationship.
比如说我们常常说的友爱啊，或者说是喜爱啊，甚至说是欣赏啊，都是属于这一类的字。
For example, this is the love that we're also talking about friendship.Or you admire someone, or you like someone.
但是这个字它在新约书信里边出现的次数它并不是很多的。
But this love, filial, it's not appear many times in the New Testament.
那么整本的新约圣经大概只有十八次。
Only 18 times in the New Testament.
那么另外一个字讲到爱就是 agapeo。
Another word is agape.
那么这是神的爱，前面说基督爱教会，这是这个爱的字。
This is the love of God. When we're talking about the Christ love the church, that is the agape love.
所以我们说，不单是保罗的书信，所有的新约书信在讲到爱的时候，讲到那个从基督的爱里边出了爱的时候。那么弟兄相爱啊，甚至一些可爱的、亲爱的这一类的形容词，通通用的都是这一个字。
Not only the epistles from Paul, all the epistles in the New Testament, whenever they talking about love, even brotherly love, lovely, beloved, dearly, all those adjectives is all the love of agape.
那么约翰一书就告诉我们说，那教会在认识和经历主的爱的这件事情上，除了耶稣基督并他钉十字架以外，就没有在第二条路可以走的。
In the first John, when you're talking about the love of Christ,is talking about other than the love of the Lord, there is no other way out for the church.
我们有一点的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
让我们能够在你的爱中聚集。
That we can gather in your love.
我们愿你爱的膏油在我们里边厚厚的涂抹我们。
May you anointing us by your love.
叫我们听见主你爱的话语，我们里边就能够有向着你的爱的回应。
When we hear the words of your love, so that we can echo to you.
说我们愿意行在主你话语的光中。
So we will say to you that we would like to walk in your light of your word.
当你向我们说话的时候，我们众人都有向你一个话说。请你说，我们静听。
When you speak to us, let us to echo to your words. Say, Lord, speak, and then we are here to listen.
靠主耶稣可爱的名祷告。
In the lovely name of the Lord, we pray.
Amen. 哥罗西书四章最后一段的信息是保罗他借着十一个人的名字向教会的问安。
Colossians chapter 4, from 7 to 18, it is the greetings from Paul through 11 brothers.
那么这十一个人当中，其中有八位，他是当时和保罗一同在罗马城做监牢的。
Among these 11 brothers, 8 of them are in prison with Paul in Rome.
那么这段的信息，它是一个很简单的信息。
This message is very simple.
但是主题是很明确的，那就是弟兄相爱的见证。
But the topic is very clearly, is the testimony of the brotherly love.
那么照着主放在我里边的托付，本来是打算今年上半年，想分成三次和弟兄姐妹们，我们有一个交通的。
According to the burden that the Lord gave it to me, I want to finish this, topic in three times in the first,
但是因着大家都知道的一些原因，好像这个交通就被打岔了。
There is always something else come out, so my message was like cut off.
所以直到今天这个交通能够完成了，那么这是主量给我们的恩典。
So I will finish my topic today. I praise the grace of the Lord.
那么就像我们刚才弟兄领的那首诗歌讲，主的爱是越久越甘甜。
Like the song we just sang, and it is the sweeter of the Lord's love as the years goes by.
那么我们在第一次的交通的里边，我们盼望大家还能够有一点的记忆。我们是就着以弗所二章十四节的那句话，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一。
If we still remember my first message, the Lord explained this through the Ephesians. Yeah, because of him, he make both group one.
那么我们就着这句话，我们是来读哥罗西四章七到十八节这段信息的。
So we read this message through that explanation.
因为这八位的弟兄，他们和保罗一起在罗马城里头坐监。
These eight brothers, they were in prison with Paul in Rome.
那么这八个人呢，他们有一个特点。
This eight brothers has an characteristic.
那么就是他们照着罗马法律的规定，凡是与犯人一党的，无论你是同情也好，你是探望也好，你是服侍伺候也好，他们的地位是和待遇是必须降级到与犯人同等的。
According to the Roman's law, if you are with the prisoner with sympathy, or you want to go visit, or you want to serve the prisoner, and you have to degrade to the same condition as a prisoner.
那么也就是说，在罗马监狱里边的囚犯哈，不只是保罗一个，而是八加一个。
So the prisoner, not only Paul, it is 8 plus 1, 9 of them.
所以我们读格罗西书四章这一段的信息，我们就知道在罗马监狱里边一共有九个囚犯，不只是一个囚犯。
So when we read verse 7, chapter 4, you will see there are 9 prisoners, not only one, which is Paul.
那么因此呢，保罗在这里呢，他就用了三个一同来说明这八位的弟兄。
So Paul used my fellow to describe these eight brothers.
他说一同做主的仆人，一同坐监，为神的国一同做工的。
And then he said, my fellow servant in the Lord, my fellow prisoner, my fellow workers for the kingdom of God.
那么我们就要说了，一人的难处，众人来同当；一个人坐牢，八个弟兄一同的来坐牢。这应该是弟兄相爱的一个美好的见证了。
This is the perfect testimony of our brotherlyhood, because one in prison, that eight of them suffer together.
但是弟兄姐妹，这恰恰是这九个人的难处。
But actually, this is the difficulties among these nine.
因为这九个人实在是太不同了，他们不但是背景不同，而且他们的生命的经历、身量和度量也都是很不相同的。
Because nine of them are so different because of from their experiences, their background. Are totally different.
所以今天我们要说弟兄相爱的难处，其实很多的时候并不在于真理的领受。
Sometimes we're talking about difficulties among brothers. Sometimes it's not about we have different understanding of the truth.
也不在于服事的恩赐。
It is not based on your gifts to serve.
那么我们就要问了，难处在什么地方？
Then what is the difficulties?
在于人的个性。
It is upon the temperament.
弟兄姐妹，我们都有个性，而且是很有个性。
We all have temperaments, and it is very different.
那么有的人就说了，说我的长处就是没有个性。
And then sometimes it's my, I have a good part, which is I don't have temperament.
但是你知道吗？您这没有个性就是你的个性。
Do you know your no personality? That is your personality.
所以我们宝贝哥罗西书四章最后一段的这个信息。
That's why we treasure this last part of chapter 4 of Colossians.
因为他们九个人在一起不是凑巧在一起的，而是主在他美好的心意里边做的一个安排。
It is not a coincidence that nine of them are together.It is in the perfect will of God to put them together.
是主的慈绳爱所牵引这九个人放在罗马城里这一同坐监这么一个环境的里边。
It is the cord of God's love to put them in the circumstances which is in the prison in Rome.
那么第一当然是弟兄相爱的见证。
First of all, of course, this is the testimony of the brotherly love.
第二是因为他们各自都是个性极强的人。
Secondly, it is because they have a strong temperament of its own.
你想保罗若是不强，他就不会为着马可和巴拿巴分手的。
If Paul did not have this strong personnel, he would not depart from Barnabas because of Mark.
阿尼西姆若是不强的个性的话，他就不会从主人身边逃跑，而且一直跑进罗马城里。
Onesimus has a strong personnel. Because of that, he escaped from his master and then all the way to Rome.
但是现在你看见吗？在罗马的城里。
But now you see in Rome.
这九个人被爱的绳索捆绑在一起。
These nine people, they were tied together by the love of the Lord.
他们跑不掉，他们也分不开。
They cannot be separated or they can escape.
他们就在这么一个彼此相磨的里边，他们学到一件宝贝的事情。
They, in this get along with, they were learned.To one another, they learn one thing.
这就是保罗在以弗所二章里边所说的那一句话，他使我们和睦。
This is what Paul talking about in Ephesians chapter 2 is he has made us both one.
弟兄姐妹，这不就是教会生活吗？
Is this the life at church?
弟兄相爱说到底就是弟兄相磨的一个过程。
The brotherly love.In another word, is the brothers are get along with.
那么我们感谢主，这是我们在哥罗西四章里边看见的很明亮的那个点。
Thanks to the Lord, this is the key point that we see in Colossians chapter 4.
那么在第二次的交通里边，那我们是用到保罗在哥罗西三章十五节的那一句话。
In my second message, I explain this in with the chapter 3, verse 15 in Colossians.
那么保罗在那里说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
Paul says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts.To which also you were called in one body.
我们为什么要用这一句话来读哥罗西四章七到十八节的那个信息呢？
Why do we use this message to explain Colossians chapter 4?
因为稍后保罗在这里提到了一件在弟兄相爱上看来是很棘手、很难办的一件事情。
Because later on, Paul mentioned there is a difficulty at the church.
那就是教会他们要接待回头的马可。
That is, the church has to accept Mark who is has repented.
那么马可这个人从身世来讲，
from the family background，
那么他在当时的第二代的年轻人当中应该算是很有前途的。
Mark has a bright future at the second generation.
因为他亲眼看过主，他亲手摸过主，他亲耳听过主。
Because he has seen, he has touched and then heard from the Lord.
那么如果说路加医生他要写福音书，
if Luke will write a gospel,
那么他是必须从头这个从起头他就详细考察主的生平的。
He has to search the Lord's life from the beginning.
但是马可写福音书那就容易的多了。
It is easier for Mark to write gospel.
他只要把他亲眼所见的记录下来就是了。
He can just record what he has seen.
那么主在地上最后的晚餐是在他家的楼上。
The last supper was held at the upstairs of his house.
那么主在克西马尼被捕，他是在场的。
When the Lord was arrested at Gethsemane, he was there.
那么五旬节教会起头的那120个人祷告，也是在他家楼上的。
And the 120 people's prayer before the Pentecost, it was happened at the upstairs of his house.
所以就有读经的弟兄说过这样子的话。
So a brother who read Bible had said.
那么说如果不发生什么意外的话。
If it's not anything out of control.
提摩太在保罗身边的位置应该是留给马可的。
The position for Timothy is supposed to be for Mark.
但是现在最叫人跌破眼镜的一件事情就是马可失败了，他做了逃兵。
And without anybody knowing, unexpectedly, Mark has escaped.
那么这是叫教会的弟兄姐妹，包括保罗自己也为这个马可伤透了心的事情。
This is what worry about the church and also Paul.
所以我们就知道他们从此就断开了交通。
So you know, they have no fellowship with Mark.
那么我们中国人有一句话，说是叫做咎由自取。
In Chinese, we have an idiom. We say he deserved this.
所以我们说事情既然到了这一个地步，应该说是合情合理了。
When you see when things happen like this, that's reasonable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们读哥罗西书四章七到十八节。
When we read Colossians chapter 4 verse 7 to 18,
我们要看到那里不仅是有一个曾经失败的马可，
we see there's not only Mark who had ever failed,
还有一个后来失败的迪马，
and there is a Demas who will fail later.
主的话就是要我们知道说照着我们这个人的本相，
What the Lord tells us, which is as who we are,
我们都是会失败，都是会跌倒的人。
We all will fail and we will be stumbled.
我们唯一可夸口的就是主那越久越甜的爱。
The only thing that we can boast is the sweeter of the Lord's love as the years go by.
是主爱的怜悯和扶持，叫我们今天还能够站在这个地方。
It is the love of the Lord who had mercy on us, and then he had upheld us.
所以在临前四章，保罗就责备那些在教会里边自高自大，不知道自己是什么样子的人，他就说了这样子一句话。
So that in First Corinthians chapter 4, and then he has rebuked those people who did not know that they have failed.
保罗说，你们知道吗？你们有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Paul said, and what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you have not received it?
弟兄姊妹，我们和马可和迪马一样，我们都是从主领受的人。
And we all receive from the Lord like Mark and Demas.
论身世，马可要比我们高的不知道多少了。
Well, family background, Mark is higher than us.
论恩赐，迪马也大过我们了。
As gift from the Lord, Demas has greater gift than us.
如果说他们都会失败，我们还有什么可夸口的呢？
If they have failed, and what else we can boast?
但是我们感谢主，现在马可回头了。
But thank the Lord, now Mark has repented.
那么现在问题就来了。
Now there is a problem.
浪子不但是回头了，他还要回家。
The prodigal son not only repented, but also he won't come back home.
所以就让保罗他在哥罗西四章的十节，他向教会说了这么一句话。
So Paul, in verse 10, chapter 4, he said to the church,
他若到你们那里，你们要接待他。
If he comes to you, welcome him.
你注意保罗在这里，他并没有说你们要接纳马可，而是接待他。
Pay attention, Paul didn't say accept him.But he said, welcome him.
英文圣经把接待这个字翻译成欢迎是不错，但是意思还差了一点点。
In English, it's welcome him. It is correct, but it's not perfect.
因为在原来的文字的里边，接待这个字是拥抱的意思。
In the original version, it is to embrace him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，接纳是你给他一把椅子坐。
Welcome him is to you give him a chair for him to sit on.
欢迎是他可以坐下来与你一同的同桌吃饭。
To embrace him that he can sit and then he can eat with you.
但是保罗对教会说，你们要拥抱浪子，这是不同的意义了。
But the Paul says to embrace him that has a different meaning.
格罗西的教会，他们可以为马可开门的。
The church at Colossae.Can open door for Mark.
他们也可以和马可一起聚会的。
They can get together with Mark.
他们可以在一起祷告，他们可以在一起唱诗歌。
They can pray and sing hymns together.
但是一个曾经把大家的心都伤透了的人。
But the one who have hurt everybody.
他们彼此之间已经断绝了那个爱的交通。
They did not have fellowship.
现在这个人要回到众人中间，断开的肢体要接回到身体的里边。
Now this person wants to come back, and then these members want to be connected with the body again.
他不但接回去，他还要得着身体里边一切的供应和荣耀，这就成了一件很难的事情，不是吗？
Not only he wants to be part of the body, but also he wants to receive supply with everybody together. That's a difficulty.
那么这里我们要看到保罗说，你们要接待马可。
Here we say you have to welcome him.
他是用命令语态说的。
He used this is in imperative form.
那么这个命令语态就告诉我们三件事。
This imperative form tells us three things.
第一，兄弟相爱的见证是教会必须有的。
And then the testimony of brotherly love is the church must have.
保罗没有跟哥罗西的教会商量商量说，你们可不可以接待马可啊？你们可不可以让他再重新回到身体里边来
？Paul didn't ask the church and discuss with him. Is it okay for you to take him back?
他说你们要接待马可，言下之意就是说你们必须接待这个马可。
He says, "Welcome him." In another word, you have to take him.
弟兄姊妹，因为约翰一书四章八节告诉我们说，神就是爱。
Because in 1 John chapter 4, it tells us God is love.
爱的神做了我们的牧人，他的要求就是爱。
This loving God, He become our shepherd. His requirement is He is love.
兄弟相爱是神的命令，这一点我们是没有选择，没有讨价还价的余地。
We love one another is the commandment from the Lord. There is no bargaining.
那么第二，这个命令的语态就告诉我们说，弟兄相爱的见证是教会必须付代价的。
The second meaning of this imperative form, that means the testimony of the brotherly love, has to pay a price.
我们今天讲到弟兄相爱，不是我们在一起唱一首诗歌说我们都是一，我们都是一，然后我们就弟兄相爱了。
When we're talking about the brotherly love, it is not when we sing hymn together, say we are one, then that means we love one another.
你想医生有的时候为了要把断开的肢体再接回到身体的里边，他必须把那个长好的伤口重新的再割开来。
You know, when a doctor has to graft it in a broken body, he has to cut off the original one.
那么栽种果树的人，他们常常的要劈开果树，把那个新的枝子再接进去。
When you engraft a branch to a tree, you have to cut the tree.
那么弟兄相爱也是这样，是要受苦受对付的。
When the brotherly love is the same reason we will suffer.
在哥罗西一章的时候，保罗已经称赞哥罗西的教会说，他们在弟兄相爱的上面已经是很好了。
In chapter 1 of Colossians, Paul has already praises the Lord. That means they have the brotherly love.
哥罗西的教会，他们有三样事情是很有名的，是远近闻名的。
And the church at Colossae has three things are very famous in among that area.
一个是信心。
One is their faith.
一个是盼望。
One is their hope.
一个是向圣徒的爱心。
And another one is the love for the saints.
但是现在他们要接待一个马可，你就发现他们爱的度量够不上了。
Now they have to welcome Mark. Now you see they don't have the capacity.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的爱是常常需要被主放到十字架下面去对付的。
So brothers and sisters, our love needs to be dealt with on the cross.
所以主会量给我们不同的经历，常常的是为扩充我们爱的度量。
So the circumstances that the Lord gave it to us, that is to enlarge our territory.
不是说我们里边没有爱，而是我们爱的度量要达到那个见证还不够大。
It is not that we don't have love. It is our love is not have the capacity to be enlarged.
那么叫那个见证在世人的面前能够明亮，能够真实。
So the testimony before the world will be brighter.
所以马可别的地方都不去，他偏偏要去那个向圣徒的爱远近闻名的那个哥罗西的教会。
So Mark would not go other churches, but he will just go to this church who has the testimony of brotherly love.
那么第三，保罗是说，弟兄相爱的见证必须要有里面的膏油。
Thirdly, when Paul talking about the testimony of brotherhood, that means we have to have the anointing from inside.
我们今天讲爱的见证，讲爱的命令，我们很容易就讲到律法里边去。
When we talking about the testimony of love or the commandment of love, we're talking about in law.
结果我们爱是爱得很辛苦，但是把人都爱跑了。
It is we love so hard, then people run away from us.
不错，保罗是在哥罗西的四章的里边，他用了命令的语气。
It is true that Paul when he talking about welcome Mark, he used the imperative form.
但是你看到他在哥罗西的三章，他却说了一句话，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做。
But in chapter 3, he says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts."
当基督的平安在你们心里做主的时候，你们就能够归为一体了。
When the peace of God rule in our hearts, then we will be in one body.
我们都知道基督的平安是从约翰十四章的主耶稣的那句话里边出来的。
We know the peace of God is from John chapter 14.
那么基督的平安就是主住在我们里边的那个实际。
The peace of God is the reality that the Lord dwells in us.
所以保罗就说，当我们在讲弟兄相爱的时候。
So when Paul talking about, when we talking about the brotherly
我们要打开一个门，我们要给出一条路。
We need to open the door. We need to find the path.
让住在我们里边的主去爱我的弟兄。
Let the Lord who dwells in us to love my brother.
当我们在讲弟兄相爱的时候
，When we talk about brotherly love,
我们是爱住在他里边的主。
We love the Lord who dwells in him.
弟兄姐妹，我想这是保罗向哥罗西教会引荐马可的目的。
I think this is the purpose that Paul introduced Mark to the church at in Colossae.
我们最后来看一下哥罗西四章的十四节。
Then let's talk about the verse 14.
保罗在这里说，所亲爱的医生路加问你们安。
It's Luke, the beloved physician, greets you.
那么亲爱的这个字我们在前面已经解释过了。
We have already explained about this beloved.
初期教会在讲亲爱的时候，他用的是和基督的爱是同一个字根。
And then, this beloved is the same etymology of the love of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天讲爱，我们讲的实在是很肤浅的。
When we're talking about love, we really have the shallow meaning.
但是初期教会的弟兄姊妹，他们知道爱的源头是从哪里来的。
But the church at the first century, they know what the etymology is from.
因为他们讲爱，他们是清楚地知道这个字的意思是什么。
When they're talking about love, they truly know the meaning of the love.
所以如果他们用到这个字，他们来彼此称呼的话，
When they call each other, use this word, beloved.
他们经常的，你会在新约的书信看见讲到亲爱的弟兄，亲爱的姊妹。
In the epistles, you will see my beloved brother, my beloved sister.
他们里边一定是有一个预备的。
They have prepared in their hearts.
那就是舍己。
That is to deny themselves.
他们知道除此以外，爱再没有第二个意思了。
They know other than this, there is no second meaning of love.
因为在以弗所书，保罗说，基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Because in Ephesians, Paul says, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
我们是从行传的十六章，我们知道路加医生自从在特罗亚那个地方遇见保罗，他就一路的跟随保罗。
Since Acts chapter 16, when Luke met Paul in Troas, and then he had followed Paul all the way.
那么不同于保罗身边的其他人，路加他是欧洲人。
And Luke is different than other brothers and sisters. He is from Europe.
他是罗马公民。
But he is a citizen of Rome.
那他是医生。
He was a physician.
所以我们觉得保罗把他称作是亲爱的路加医生。
So Paul called Luke the beloved physician.
大概是因为他放弃了做医生赚大钱的那个锦绣的前程来跟随保罗的。我们觉得大概保罗是为着这个来称呼他做亲爱的。
Maybe because Paul saying that Luke has to give up his future, the bright future as a physician, then he followed Paul.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这么想的话，就是完全错了。
If we think like this, then we were wrong.
我们要回到行传的第二十七章，我们来看保罗为什么把路加称作是他亲爱的。
If we read Acts chapter 27, then we know why Paul called Luke my beloved physician.
因为当时保罗是作为罗马皇帝的这个犯人，他要坐船被押送去到罗马城里。
At the time, as a prisoner of Rome, Paul has to be delivered to Rome by boat.
同行的人当中就有路加医生。
Among of them,was Luke.
我们觉得这是很自然而然的事情，一点都不自然。
We think this is natural. Actually, it is not.
因为按照罗马的法律，这是路加医生跟随保罗的终点。
According to the law,
Roman law.
Oh, according to the Roman law, that's the destiny of Luke to follow Paul.
路加一生可以一生的跟随保罗，但是到了这个船的面前就终止了。
And then Luke can follow Paul, but when he on the boat, that will be his destiny.
因为罗马公民是不能和有案在身的犯人同坐、同行、同住的。
According to the law, a citizen of Rome cannot sit, walk and live with a prisoner.
路加只有一个选择。
And then Luke has.Only has one choice.
他就在这一个船的前面，他要做一个选择。
He will make a choice before the boat.
就是自愿放弃自己罗马公民的身份。
He has to be willingly give up his Roman citizenship.
照着犯人的仆人的身份，他重新登记，他拿到他的身份证。
He has to be registered as a new identification as a servant of a prisoner.
而且罗马法律还有更苛刻的规定。
And then the law has a more restricted condition.
就是罗马公民，你一旦自愿转为奴仆，你就永远没有转回原来身份的机会了。
As a Roman citizen, if you deny your citizenship, you will never go back.
现在，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道“亲爱的”这三个字的意思和分量。
Now we understand the weight and the meaning of the beloved.
我们从中国大陆来的，我们都读过一首诗。
If you come from China, you have read a poem.
叫做“生命诚可贵，爱情价更高。若为自由故，两者皆可抛。”
It is called "Liberty and Love." These two I must have. For my love, I will sacrifice my life.For liberty, I will sacrifice my love.
自由是非常宝贵的东西。
Liberty is precious.
诗人说比生命、比爱情的价值都更高。
It says it's more precious than love and than life.
但是现在有一个基督人。
But now there is a Christian.
是主的爱在他的里边。
It is the love of the Lord dwells in him.
他做了世人眼里看是傻瓜才做的事情。
He did something that is foolish in the worldly people.
那就是他为着爱他的弟兄，他甘愿把这个自由都舍弃了。
Because of the love he had for his brother, he would give up his freedom.
他一生甘愿为奴仆。
He was willing to be a servant.
但是他得着一样的宝贝。
A slave, then, but he received a precious thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是他能够在爱里自由。
That is, he found freedom in love.
他已经是奴仆了。
He's a slave.
我们可以想象路加那个时候是多么的喜乐。
You know how joyful that Luke had that time.
他来到这个船边，他跟保罗在那里报喜信说。
When he tell Paul the good news, at the boat,
他说保罗，保罗，我现在终于可以自由的来爱你了。
He say, Paul, Paul, now I can love you freely.
他们要我这个公民，他们要我这个医生，让他们拿去好了。
They won't take my citizenship, my physician license away. Let them have it.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天世人讲爱，可以讲出几百种、几千种的定义来。
Brothers and sisters, when people talking about love, they have like over thousands and hundreds of definitions.
但是我们基督人讲爱的话，我们只有一句话。
When Christian talking about love, we only have one sentence.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，格罗西书十四章，哦，格罗西书四章的十四节，不单单是路加一生的故事。
Dear brothers and sisters, Colossians chapter 4 verse 14 is not only the story about Luke.
也是罗马城里那八个加一个的人的他们的故事。
That is the story of that 8 plus 1.
也是千千万万基督人的爱的故事。
That is the love story of thousands of Christians.
是的，像这样子的爱，在世人眼里是十足的大傻瓜来着。
This is very foolish in the eyes of the worldly people.
但是主却应许这样的人，他们有一顶尊贵的冠冕。
But the Lord has promised such people that they will receive a crown.
他们能够够得上保罗对众教会说。
They will hear the words that Paul said to the churches.
他是我亲爱的弟兄。
My beloved brother.
这就是弟兄相爱的见证。
That is the testimony of our brotherly love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
愿主你说在我们里边的话。
Lord, may the words that you have spoken to our hearts.
你就加上爱的能力。
And then add the power of your love.
在这个没有爱的世界的里边。
In this world that without love.
我们能够向主你说我们在这里。
We will say to the Lord, Lord, we are here.
成为你主爱的见证。
Become the testimony of your love.
愿你怜悯教会。
Have mercy upon your church.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the victorious name of the Lord, we pray.
Amen.